Hare Krishna. This morning we studied the verse Shinvata Svakta Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanam Vrijyanto Stoi Vadrani Vidhunoti Sritsatam. And Srila Prabhupada's most excellent commentary. And a long question and answer session for like an hour and a half. In any case, Shrimata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtanam yesterday, the topic was how one develops taste for hearing of Krishna's glories. And the answer was that by service to great souls free of sin, one develops a taste for hearing. And here, now, what is it that happens when one regularly hears? Well, it's a similar thing. It happens when one regularly chants. Is Rijanto Stoi Vadrani. The heart becomes purified of inauspicious things. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada points out that like Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, topics of Krishna, Krishna's teachings, they are all equally absolute and transcendental, and they have the same purifying power as Krishna does. Abhinatva namanamino. There's no difference between Krishna's name and between Krishna. Similarly, there's no difference between Krishna's pastimes and Krishna. And so in the same way that the sun purifies everything, Krishna also purifies everything that he comes in touch with, in contact with. And topics relating to Krishna or Krishna's name, etc., Krishna Katha, Vasudeva Katha, Ruchi, then those topics also have that equally purifying effect. Now, of course, the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional service, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, is not Ridhu Noti Badrani. That is not the purpose. That is a byproduct. It is a tatashta lakshan of devotional service. The real swarup lakshan, or the direct consequence of devotional service, is to attain love for Krishna, prema. But you can't get prema unless you purify your heart. So in the same way that if you want to become a brain surgeon, you have to study history, geography, go through grade school, high school, and so on, which may be subjects that are not really relevant to operating on people's brains. But nonetheless, you can't qualify yourself as a brain surgeon unless you go to that. So the idea that, and of course this is what Sahajam is that I'm a grade school student and I want to start performing brain surgery, but you don't have the qualification. So qualify yourself first. And the effect of these devotional activities of hearing is that one's heart gradually becomes abhadrani. All of those abhadra. Abhadra means pure things, and abhadra means impure things. All those impure things that we've collected within our hearts, they become clean. You need to have a clean thing to clean. Just like I'm sure our parents have often said, don't clean with a dirty rag. Wash the mop. If the mop is dirty, then the floor is not going to become clean. But if the mop is clean, then you can wash. So this is the potency of Krishna consciousness. And so in this verse, it's described that, yes, those things which are obstacles to the higher stages of devotional service, they become purified from within the heart. They become purified from within the heart by these devotional activities. But But that's not all. It's not all because Krishna is a person. And so this verse says that Krishna living within the heart. He's present as the super soul within our heart. So he sees our effort. And just like a parent, a child is trying to help, is trying to do something, maybe push a lawnmower, but he can't quite push it himself, so the father will push it with his feet to help him. Similarly, when Krishna sees that we're doing our best, and in the purport, Srila Prabhupada twice emphasizes the issue that one needs to chant and hear offenselessly. That's doing your best. So when we're doing our best to purify our hearts, then there's a double benefit. Ridyam Tolstoy Vadrani, that Krishna from within also purifies. So this is something like if you go to a shop and there's a sale on and they say buy two, get the third one free. So here it's stated, put in the honest effort yourself, and Krishna reciprocates from within. So doubly cleansed. Cleansed from without and cleansed from within. Satam. But one has to be sincere. One has to be honest. One has to know the science of devotion. One has to make an honest endeavor, be not duplicitous, and engage in devotional service in the way that one is meant to engage in devotional service, which is free from all types of offense. And if one does that, then yes, all of these things, impure things within the heart, they become practically destroyed to nil. And of course, that becomes the next verse, the Nasta Praeshu Vadreshu, famous verse. So it behooves us to really make that sincere effort. And of course, this verse also implies that Krishna is in your heart, so he does know whether the effort is sincere or not. And as the things within the heart become removed, then one's taste for devotional activity increases, one's attachment to Krishna comes from taste, and ultimately one then becomes a qualified recipient for Krishna's mercy. If we are sincere, serious, determined, then these things will happen. And if they're not happening, if the abhadra, if the impure things aren't going away from the heart, then we're not doing things properly. And how do we know? Well, it's because the offenses continue to persist, or we're committing more offenses. And how can we understand that? Because we're unable to be attentive. We cannot focus our minds solely on the chanting, solely on Krishna's pastimes. Our minds wander. When one really has ruchi, when one really has a real taste, then one will be able to always be absorbed in the chanting and hearing process without the mind going off to any types of other unrelated thoughts. It's like an alcoholic. Ordinary people, they have a drink here, they have a drink there, but they're not drinking all the time. They say, no, I don't have a taste. But an alcoholic, he always has a taste for wine or liquor or whatever. So similarly, someone who has a taste for chanting, it means any time, any place, any length of time, he just sits down and he chants more and more and more, and his mind doesn't wander. Then you know that things are going right in devotional service. And if things aren't going right, then back to the first verse, then shushado shanatanascha san mahat seva, then we need to engage in the service of mahat seva. We should be careful that in our proper present day of people being free to criticize anyone and everyone, we don't let ourselves be bereft or distracted from service to Mahat, from service to Vaishnavas. By rendering service to Vaishnavas, then Krishna becomes pleased from within our heart. He removes the obstacles and gives us taste, and the process of Bhakti, or Bhakti Devi herself, personified. She blesses us to get more and more taste. And this is what we want. Because ultimately, one has to have taste. Without taste, why will one do anything? And that is why sometimes we see the devotees, after a certain period of time, leave Krishna consciousness or serious practice because they're looking for taste, and they're not getting taste here, so they get look for taste somewhere else. Tomorrow morning we'll be leaving on the 9 o'clock train. We'll see if we can upload a podcast then. If not, then we'll use backup podcast and be in touch again on Tuesday from Budapest. Hare Krishna.